One of the things that many people misunderstand about Buddhism is, I've heard this a lot, they say that Buddhism is negative. Buddhism is very pessimistic. It speaks about death and dying and sickness and crying. Why Buddha speaks about negative stuff? Can't we have something joyful and happy about this life? Well, from this video, we're going to talk about, is Buddhism really negative? So here's the reason why a person might come to a conclusion that the Buddha's teachings are quite pessimistic and it is negative. It is because of the first noble truth. Now, what is the first noble truth? It is dukkha in Pali language, which is literally translated as suffering or stress. Now, these words have deeper meanings. When Buddha speaks about dukkha, Buddha means about deep things about life. But when you look at this word, suffering or stress or dukkha, one might come to a conclusion that, oh, Buddha speaks about suffering, right? Buddha says that life is suffering. But when you look at the life, there are things that we can be happy about life. And also there are moments that we have a lot of joyfulness in our life. So why Buddha speaks about negative stuff? And also the Buddha explains in his first sermon about the first noble truth, the dukkha, as like this. Now the Buddha says, now this monks is the noble truth of stress or suffering. Birth is stressful. Aging is stressful. Death is stressful. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, distress, and despair are stressful. Association with the unbeloved is stressful. Separation from the loved is stressful. Not getting what is wanted is stressful. In short, the five clinging aggregates are stressful. Now, when someone looks at this explanation, they might come to a conclusion, oh, life is stressful. So that is the reason for so many people to say that Buddha speaks about negative stuff. But if you really understand about what Buddha meant by this, you will find that Buddhism is not negative or pessimistic. It is more realistic. Okay? So why Buddha speaks about this? It is because this is the common truth that we all share in all living beings. No matter what level of life that we have, we all share these things, these truths in our life. That is the common truth. So Buddha saw this, and that is why Buddha speaks about this. So yes, it seems to be pretty miserable, right? But wait until you hear the second noble truth. What is the second noble truth? It is called the Samudaya, the origin of suffering. Now, Buddha says, there's a reason why we suffer. What is the origin of this suffering? Now, Buddha explains that the reason why we suffer is because of tanha. Tanha means craving, literally translated as craving. But there is more to this word, okay? So, why we suffer is because we have this craving and attachment towards things, okay? Towards things, people, and to ourselves as well. So, and it gets better when you hear the third noble truth. The Buddha says that you can end the suffering. The third noble truth is called Nirodha, the cessation. Now, the Buddha says that you can end the suffering by letting go of the cause of the suffering, right? I'll repeat it again. You can end the suffering when you let go of the cause of the suffering. Right? So it is pretty obvious, right? Pretty realistic. Let's understand about it like this. Suppose you have an unwanted plant in your garden. Now what you want to do? You want to remove this. So how are you going to remove this? Let's say a person goes and cut it from the stem. Cut down that plant from the stem. Did you permanently remove it? No. It grows back. No matter how many times you cut this plant from the stem, it will grow back. But if you really need to remove the plant, what you have to do is you have to go into roots, dig the plant, and then remove the roots, and then it will never grow back, right? Same like that, if you remove the root of suffering, if you remove the cause of suffering, then you will end the suffering. Not only the Buddha says that you can end the suffering, but also Buddha introduce you to a path where you can end the suffering. And that is the fourth noble truth. It is called the Magga, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. Now, Noble Eightfold Path is a moral and ethical and psychological and more practical path that leads to the cessation or end of the suffering. So basically, the Buddha is like a doctor, okay? So what a doctor might do? He might come to a patient and says, "Hey, listen, let's be honest that you have this disease. You have to be honest. I know it is painful. I know it is very negative and pessimistic to talk about this, but let's be honest. You have, if you need to cure this disease, you need to focus on it. Okay, we have to talk about it. We have to find a way out of it." So the doctor says that there is a disease. He will be honest with you. And he says, and he comes with the good news. And that is that you can cure this disease. Okay, we can cure this disease. And I will show you how to cure this disease. And also the doctor will say that take these pills and take these medicines to end your disease or to cure your disease. And same like that, Buddha identifies your disease and he talks about that disease. And also Buddha identified what causes this disease. And also the Buddha comes up with the positive, more happy news that you can end this suffering, okay? And also Buddha comes up with a way to end this suffering. So if you look at it in that way, Buddhism is not pessimistic. It is not negative. It is more realistic because Buddha talks about the truth in this life. What is the truth? It is the first noble truth. That is the suffering. Suffering is the only thing that we all share commonly in this world. No matter what level in this life that we are in, we all suffer. Okay? Wealthy people, no matter how much rich you are, no matter how much poor we are, we all suffer and we all share these sufferings. What is that? Suffering of sickness, suffering of death, suffering of diseases, suffering of aging, suffering of despair, lamentation, crying. This is something that is very common to all of us. And talking about it and thinking about it might not be a negative thing because most of the time, what we are doing is we are running away from this truth. We don't like to talk about it. We always like to forget about it. And also we have found many creative things to forget the suffering, not to end the suffering. Okay, we think that we end the suffering, but it grows back. It comes back. Same like you're removing a plant from a stem. So what Buddha does is, what Buddha shows you is a path to go into the root of this problem and remove the root, remove the origin, remove the cause to end the suffering. So remember that Buddhism is not negative and it is not pessimistic. It is more realistic and it is more practical. So I hope you got some idea about what Buddha teaches you. So that is all for this video and see you in the next video. Namo Buddhaya.